sign a special star for you. So take a trip and it will demonstrate.
Jimmy, I think you convinced me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Had my last cup of coffee, my last piece of pie. Had my last piece of freedom beneath God's blue sky. Wrote my last piece of music, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again. Saw my last motion picture, my last baseball game, heard my last Beatle record, the one Ringo sang. Had my last birthday party, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again.
Hi, honey. Sorry we didn't get to meet on Tuesday. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It was some kind of a mix-up. I don't know. There's just so many things that I wanted to say to you. I just, they did let me make this little tape, though, and I wanted to introduce you to my friend Joe. He's going to sing with me here.
Howdy, ma'am.
No more sending you flowers or working on cars. Just a couple more hours behind these old bars. Said my last prayer to Jesus, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again. Say goodbye to the children, goodbye to my mom. Say goodbye to my daddy if he comes around. Say goodbye to my buddies, you, my dear wife, 'cause the great state of Texas is taking my life. Yeah, the great state of Texas is taking my life.
Bye, hon.
I thank the Lord, indeed I do, for sending me someone like you. It's wonderful, a wonderful life. Sometimes I feel so sad and blue, but when I'm lying next to you, it's a wonderful, wonderful life. It's heaven here on earth. It's peace in the valley. No hunger, no thirst. It's just a paradise. Be forgotten. I'm just happy with what I got. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. Thank you.
It's heaven here on earth. It's peace in the valley. No hunger, no thirst. It's just a paradise. The old acquaintance be forgotten. I'm just happy with what I got. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. I thank the Lord, indeed I do, for sending me someone like you. It's a wonderful,
you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we've just wrapped up the first portion of this evening's program. And now we turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We're going to do it again tonight, as we always do. But I got to start off by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Thank you. We're going to open it up with a highly unusual sacrificial radio obituary for David Hurst, the Anglo-German actor best known for his role in the film Hello, Dolly! As Rudolph the Headwaiter. He just passed away at 93. I didn't have anything for him except one thing that I didn't want to play, because we just played it a couple of weeks ago, and it's the main reason he's coming up here. I had never heard of the film The Maltese Bippy before just a few weeks ago when we featured the trailer for it in another obit. But by Jiminy, he's in The Maltese Bippy. So that's why he's getting a mention tonight. Actually, we have a lot of obits tonight that have interesting crossovers with obits that have happened in the past 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not going to call all of those out, but you kids are smart. You'll probably pick up these things all on your own. But so that was the sacrificial radio obituary for David Hurst right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Moving on to the initial radio obituary for Lee Little Queenie Harris. She was the lead singer of Little Queenie and the Percolators. Raised in the New Orleans area and started playing in the 1970s. And she went on to play after the Percolators disbanded with a who's who list in New Orleans music, including B.B. King, The Meters, James Booker, Dr. John, Professor Longhair, Irma Thomas, Alan Toussaint, Neville Brothers, many, many more. She just passed away at 65. It's the initial radio obituary for Lee Little Queenie Harris right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One, two, you know what to...
Lord, I swear the perfume you wear is made out of turnip grains. Oh, and every time I kiss you, girl, it tastes like pork and beans. Even though you're wearing them set in fine high heels, I could tell by those giant steps you've been walking through the cotton fields. Yeah. every time, you monkey child, you take my breath away. Every time you move like that, I got to get down and pray. Don't you know that dress of yours is made out of fiberglass? Every time you move like that, I got to go to Sunday Mass.
Terrifically true. I want to find a way to work it out with you, and only you believe you can. You certainly do. Cause you're thrilling me, really, really thrilling me. rush on me, move me out divine. Can one woman be a little darling, really falling? Got me goofy and gay, I'm gonna get carried away. Just thinking that you're gonna be mine someday. Let's do a little talk, a little fight, a little talk, a little skeet, a little die, a little tea, a little back, little baby. Every time you're on the end of my nothing like you, dear. Let's talk a little tweet, a little fuck, a little tease, a little smile, a little my little maybe after a little bit. I'm gonna tell you the truth, I love you, that's it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, baby, with all my heart. Ooh-wee, I hope we do never part, cause I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one. Find a lover, find a lover, ugly and all the clouds away. How do you chase gray away? But a little girl really gotta love her a lot. Never leave unless you really want to ruin the plot.
What is a breeze through the tree?
Easy as one summer breeze when it's ugly and all the clouds away. How do you chase gray away? Well, I'm a lucky lover, I'm a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover. I'm blue and I'm always wearing a frown because my love has turned me down. Then we met and you bet I knew from the first you were the one. And that's when the old gray cloud burst. Take a look at me, boy. Take another look, take another look, take another look. Take a good long look at me. Open my eyes and now I see clouds of gray have that lining when they're reversed. You were the one. And that's when the old gray cloud burst. Yeah, that's when the old gray cloud burst.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Eric Stumpo, Let's see here. He was a poet, a songwriter, guitarist, bassist, and vocalist for the band Plan 9. He recorded numerous albums, and the band was even inducted into the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame. Eric Stumpo just passed away at 69. I used to go see Plan 9 back in the mid-80s at the Jockey Club in Newport, Kentucky. I met him a couple of times, didn't know him well or anything like that, but I did have a chance to meet him. So, the big bubbles in the think tank shout out to those we have seen. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Eric Stumpo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The next radio obituary is for Jimmy Nelson, the ventriloquist. You may have, could have, were you old enough. You might have seen him on television in the 1950s and 60s. He's, of course, most famous for his commercials for Nestle Chocolate featuring Farfel the dog. He also hosted a television show, children's television show, sponsored by Nestle. He started ventriloquism when his aunt won a toy ventriloquist dummy named Dummy Dan in a bingo game when Jimmy Nelson was 10 years old. That's cute. Jimmy Nelson just passed away at 90. I thought I had more than one of his records, but I was wrong. At least I think I'm wrong. Still haven't unpacked everything from the move, but I think I'm wrong. It's the next radio obituary for Jimmy Nelson right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, Danny?
Yeah?
Have you had about a half hour in front of the mirror?
I have, Nelson, and listen, I'm beginning to sound like a real ventriloquist.
And I'll bet you're finding out it's getting more comfortable for you and easier to hold your mouth in that position, isn't it?
Yeah, my mouth feels very relaxed. I can do that whole beginner's alphabet without moving my mouth at all. This is a cinch.
All right, now, since you're doing so well, let's move on to the more difficult letters.
Okay, which ones are they?
B, F, M, P, V, W, and Y.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. It didn't work.
No.
I guess I got drunk with power.
Mm-hmm.
But I did so well with the others that I thought...
That's just it, Danny. You see, too many people try to learn ventriloquism overnight, and it just can't be done.
No.
It's a process of practice, and practice.
Oh, I know that.
All right. But if you follow my lessons carefully, Danny, I believe that both you and our student listening to this record will have the fundamentals very shortly. The practice, of course, is up to you.
I understand. Well, let's get down to business.
Okay. The difficult letters must be taken up one at a time, Danny. Because, you see, since the ventriloquist must not move his lips, he has to find a substitute sound for each letter.
Where'll we start?
Let's start with the letter B. Now, Danny, as you found out the hard way, you can't say the letter B without moving your lips.
No.
No, so we have to substitute another sound for the letter B. In this case, we'll use the sound of the letter D.
Wait a minute, Nelson. D doesn't sound like B. Not to me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's where the practice comes in. You must learn to say D while you think of B. Get it?
No.
All right, let me put it another way. No ventriloquist can get a perfect B sound without moving his lips.
No?
No. So you must make your audience believe that you're saying B while you're actually saying D.
How can you do that?
The only way you can do this, Danny, is with a lot of practice, in front of the mirror again, saying D, but thinking B.
Saying D, but thinking B?
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Go to the mirror and try this sentence.
Okay.
Look in the mirror now. Hold your mouth in the position I taught you.
Yeah, I know the position.
Okay. Now say this sentence. The boy bought a basketball.
Uh-huh. Using the letter D instead of B.
Yes. Say the boy bought a basketball.
Okay, here I go. The boy bought a basketball. That sounds terrible.
I'll admit it never sounds like much the first time you try it, but I can't impress upon you too much the importance of thinking B while saying D. Now try it again.
Okay.
The same sentence.
The boy got a basketball. Well, that sounded better, but I moved my lips a little.
Okay, try it again and try not to move your lips this time. Try hard. Now say D, but think of the letter B.
Okay, here I go again. The boy bought a basketball.
That's getting better, Danny. That's getting much better. Now do it again.
The boy bought a basketball.
Getting very good. Danny, I guarantee you that if you sit down right now and practice this letter for about 20 minutes, you'll be ready to fool any audience into thinking you're actually saying the letter B without moving your lips.
Hey, this is fun. The boy bought a basketball. The boy bought a basketball.
You see, a ventriloquist only improves with practice and experience. Now, you're doing okay, but remember, you've just started. There's still plenty of room for improvement. Now, I want you to take the next 20 minutes and, sitting in front of the mirror, practice this sound until you think it's perfect. And if our student is really being conscientious about his lessons, he'll take time out right now and do the same thing. Holding your mouth in the position you've learned, repeat the sentence over and over, looking in the mirror and saying the letter D while thinking of B. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. The boy bought a basketball. The boy bought a basketball. The boy bought a basketball. The boy bought a basketball.
Let's see, what does this leave us at? This puts us on the cleanup radio obituary for Robert Hunter, the American lyricist, singer, songwriter, translator, and poet, best known for his work with the Grateful Dead. Let's see here. He did have many others work with him in a collaboration, including Jim Lauderdale, Elvis Costello, Bruce Hornsby, among others. Robert Hunter just passed away at 78, and I knew it was coming. It was just a matter of days, or when, I should say, just a matter of when our Swami, our spiritual advisor, Polly C., would chime in with a recording of Robert Hunter. And so that's what we will begin with as we get into the cleanup radio obituary for Robert Hunter right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Just bow awareness in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know your brother's gonna talk about you. You know your mother and your sister too. And they know what you're trying to do. They're gonna talk about you too. But bow awareness in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? So now, don't gobble down on the boys in the barroom. They've been forsaken, but surely not judged. Jacks, kings, and aces, their faces in wine. Do Lord deliver our kind. From singing for whiskey, three strings on the fiddle, four on the guitar, and a song that I love. Many's the night I spent picking and singing in hopes it be pleasing both here and above. Jack, string fiddle to my sawtooth bow. Who loves loneliness, loves it alone. I love dim lights like some lover do. The only thing I wonder sometimes is does God look down on the boys in the barroom? Plainly forsaken, but surely not judged. Jacks, kings, and aces, their faces in wine. Do Lord deliver our kind. Laying in bed, I found the answer to all my ills. A great big tree growing green and free for a $10,000 bill. Well, I went downtown to buy some wheels, bought every car in town. Bought all the gas and all the oil so we all could drive around. There I bought the big department store and everything inside. In the back of the truck to fill it up, the doors were open wide. It was company policy, we did it all the time. Well, I bought the park and I hired a band to play every day for free. I bought the bars and the trolley cars and the telephone company. You'd call all day, say, how's it going, and never have to pay. Send telegrams to your wife and friends so you don't have to work today. After a while, I got so bored, I just gave the whole thing back. All I kept was a bar and grill by the northbound railroad track. You can stop by here any time of night and any time of day. Second cup of coffee's free, but the first one you've got to pay. Thank you.
to the one that came around. I said, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I'm gonna get some speed tonight. Well, I ran into the devil and he loaned me 20 bills. I spent that night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. I said, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 back and he vanished in the air. I said, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry on each lonely night. One's name's Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. First one says she got my bed and that it don't look like me. I said, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry each lonely night. First one's name is Sweet Anne Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. But if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. You can borrow from the devil, you can borrow from a friend. But the devil will give you 20 when your friend got only 10. Said, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I might get some sleep tonight.
Take my future on a hell of a path. Looks like tomorrow is it. any man alive. Sugar magnolia, ringing that bluebell, caught up in sunlight, coming out singing, walking the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines and the sun and bright moonlight, blazing in the sunshine. Yes, indeed.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, take me out and I wander around.
Penultimate radio obituary is for J. Michael Mandel. He was an American television producer, four-time Emmy Award winner for his work on The Simpsons and Rick and Morty. He started out working on All My Children and moved on to work with James L. Brooks and Gracie Films on Broadcast News, Big, and The Tracy Ullman Show, going on to join The Simpsons as the show's producer from season one all the way through number 10. He also worked on Napoleon Dynamite. J. Michael Mandel just passed away at 54. He was also I think, producer, maybe? On another really just horrible and atrocious, oh, associate producer. Atrocious, I want to say, again. Fox television series, The Pits. Yet that is what we're going to use to honor him right now in the penultimate radio obituary for J. Michael Mendel right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's The Pits.
The Pits.
The Pits.
And then we move on to the ultimate radio obituary for Julian Piper, the British blues guitarist, singer, writer, promoter, and record producer, described as one of the UK's foremost champions of African American blues. When everybody else was listening to the Beatles, he spent his teenage years listening to Lightnin' Hopkins, Muddy Waters, wrestling with a cigar box, and later a guitar neck like a banana. Julian Piper just passed away at 72. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I hear you knocking. I hear you calling. I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, but you to blame. But it's no use, baby, your crying's all in vain. I packed my suitcase, I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, and I'm going away to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain.
Before he left, I know.
but I do know that it's true. If you don't believe me when I say the same thing will happen to you. So don't ever write your name on a jailhouse wall. These funny little slides are true. If you don't believe me when I say the same thing will happen to you. Not yours laying around. Best you leave it be. If you pick it up, they're gonna catch you sure as hell. You gonna wind up in here with me. Now that's all I got time to tell you. So you can do what you want to do. Don't lie and say I didn't tell you so when the same thing happened to you. So don't ever write your name on the jailhouse wall. These funny little signs are true. If you don't believe me what I say, the same thing will happen to you.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Julianne Piper, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to Tom with Hypnopompia. Thanks, Chuck, you for getting that name for me again. I appreciate it. But if you didn't stick around for Tom last week, you'll want to definitely do it tonight. He does a very fine show. I think you will be enjoying it. But like I said, one final tune to go out on, then we'll be back here next Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Wouldn't have it any other way than to be here for you like that. And then we'll hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you will keep me bemused as necessary. You're good at that, too. Let's see here. What else is coming up? There's stuff coming up on, I believe that is Saturday, October the 26th. It's the last Saturday of the month. It's going to be live music day once again here at WMFO. Going to be live local music all day long, I believe, starting around the noontime hour, all the way until 11 p.m. Huh. I won't be here, though. Had a little caucus with Mike from Classic Rock Mine before the program tonight, and he's going to take the time slot that night because he really wants to be on the air that night. So he'll be here. He does a great Halloween show, so I'm sure you can probably expect to get some of that happening with him on that night. Let's see here. I know there's more, but isn't that enough? Like I said, one final tune to go out on to wrap up the Julianne Piper radio obituary. Then we're going to hand you over to Hypnopompia with Tom. And we'll be back here next week with more silliness right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Thank you.
Thank you.